moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send him out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. James Gall is going to be sharing on God encounters. That's it. How to encounter God in a personal way. Stay tuned for the entire program. Welcome to Insights. Our subject today is God Encounters, and we have James Gall with us. It's good to have you with us again, James. And, you know, God Encounters, or Encounters with God.
Amen.
You know, God wants us to experience him, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
And you've written a book called
God Encounters.
And why don't you share a little bit about that book and how you got stirred to write it?
Well, awesome. It's the prophetic power of the supernatural to change your life. See, God's not a respecter of persons. He wants us to experience him. Mm-hmm. And again, I say this so often, but he wants us to experiencing him, and his love and his grace is available to us. And he just wants to, like, give you a big squeeze right now. He's going to, like, put his arms around. You're going to have a God encounter right now in the love of God. He's going to put his arms around and give you a big pop of bear hug right now, right where you're at, because it's all about the love of God. I tell you, my wife and I have had some wild times, and we've had the dry seasons and we've had the power seasons both. And I think it kind of takes, you know, both. But here's the deal. God's available. God encounters are for everyone.
Yes, they are.
And he wants to invade your life. You see, God is not just this theocratic something way out there who wants to, like, sovereignly something. No, he's not religious old fogey. He's touchable.
Yes, he is.
He's relatable. He's approachable.
Yes, he is.
But now, you see, we've had a priestly reformation where we have had the restored right, privilege of us approaching God. But in the prophetic movement that's been happening these last several years, God's now coming on the scene and says, you have now approached my zone. Guess what? Watch out. Here I come.
I'm invading yours.
I'm invading your zone.
Right on.
That's what this is about.
You know, James, sometimes we get emails or people will make comments, and they'll say, you know, you've got to be so careful wanting to have experiences with God, because it's all about experience and it's all this and that, and all you really need is the Word of God and that. But, you know, we often tell people, you know, although I believe that we need to be founded on the Word and in faith, of course.
That's right.
And whether you have an experience that's tangible or not, your faith is going to remain strong because you believe, right?
That's right.
But is it not experience that creates relationship?
Absolutely.
You know, can you imagine saying, I have a relationship with someone, but you've never experienced them?
Yeah. You know, it's sort of like healing. People who are cessationists that don't believe that the gifts of the Spirit and things of this nature are for today. But here's what happens. You read the Bible, and you don't see healings there. Why? Because you got blinders on. But once you experience healing, then you read the Bible again. You go, oh my goodness, where was I? It's on every page. In theological terms, it's called your operative theology. What you experience, what you get touched by, you believe, and you give away. Now, the Bible's all full of this. I'm going to give you an example.
Yes,
this is in our very first chapter. Jacob's encounter with the living God in a dream in the wilderness at Bethel changed him from being a deceiving schemer and trickster into Israel, Prince of God, Father of a Nation, the people of God. Moses' encounter with the living God mm-hmm. in a burning bush changed him from
changed
a stuttering
forever.
Backcountry shepherd into a bold leader, deliverer of a nation who can confront Pharaoh of Egypt and the world's most powerful ruler. Deborah's encounter wow. with the fierceness of God changed the respectable judge into the deliverer of a nation who rendered courageous counsel to those in authority and vanquished in the enemy's army. Saul's encounter with the risen Christ
yeah.
in a vision to the road to Damascus transformed him from a fire-breathing persecutor of the church into Paul, a fire-igniting
right
apostle
on.
And evangelist who carried the gospel of the kingdom throughout the Roman Empire. But it doesn't end with biblical characters.
Mm.
Why? These are Bible days today.
That's right. Let's bring them on.
Amen.
God encounters come.
Come. Billy Graham had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, empowering presence over 50 years ago in a hotel room in Los Angeles, California, while intercessors were praying for him. He was thus transformed into one of the church's all-time great evangelists who's ushered in hundreds
yes.
of thousands into the kingdom of God. D.L. Moody's encounter with the call of God during a prayer meeting in a hay field changed him from a poorly educated, unconfident shoe salesman into one of the greatest revivalists of modern times. Bertha Smith's encounter with the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the healing presence of God catapulted an obscure Baptist missionary into a preacher of historic revival in China.
This.
How about Joan of Arc's encounter of a visionary guidance from the Lord
mm-hmm.
changed the life of an uneducated peasant girl into that of a renowned counselor, strategist, military leader, and a consecrated martyr for the purpose of God and for France and her generation. How about Catherine Kuhlman, an encounter with mm-hmm. the relentless love of God, changed an ordinary, red-headed country girl
mm-hmm.
into a world-impacting, miracle-working minister, all for the glory of God. How about you?
Yeah.
Are you ready for a God encounter? I'm ready for one. What I have and what my wife has received, I say, receive a God encounter right
mm-hmm.
now. The relentless love of God. What is this about? It's about God who's more than enough. And I declare God encounters are for everyone, and God encounters are for you.
Oh, I want more.
Yeah.
I know that the same thing. As soon as you encounter God or experience Him in a supernatural way,
that's
especially,
right.
there's something that shifts on the inside of you forever.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so amazing. And He is a real invisible God who is a power God who does touch people's lives today. And we just happen to be in a season where this is all being accelerated and escalated
yep.
and there's more angelic visitation
right.
and visitations of Jesus. Even children like my grandson at 2 years of age had an open vision
awesome.
Of an angel. Limited vocabulary. It was hard for him
yeah.
to express that. He says, you know, angel, butterfly, wings.
Yeah,
you know, he was trying
awesome.
To find the words to describe it. And he was pointing right at it.
Yeah.
But I mean, these are days when God's allowing us the privilege
right.
of touching in the natural realm, the invisible realm.
That's right.
And experiencing that. It's wonderful.
This little book here, God Encounters, the Prophetic Power of the Supernatural to Change Your Life, it becomes like an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Because in here, there's like chapters on angelic encounters, visionary encounters, spiritual warfare encounters, dream encounters, things of this nature to help ground you in Scripture, give it to you in church history, and then bring it today in contemporary lives of people like you and me who have been touched by God. The motto of our ministry is experiencing His presence,
yes.
releasing His power.
James, sometimes God can sovereignly come
mm-hmm.
and visit a person, but then we always have the option, if God doesn't come
mm-hmm.
to us, we have the option to go to Him.
That's
because
right.
according to Hebrews 9, 10, 11,
yep.
you know, it talks about the way being made through Jesus and through
mm-hmm.
the blood, where we have access into His presence. And so right now, within this time of church history, there's a lot of revelation opening up
mm-hmm.
concerning us boldly going and accessing the promise and accessing the presence of God.
Absolutely.
And we can actually create God encounters
yeah.
through our faith. And I think God expects us to. It says in the Bible that He honors faith and that we can't even please Him without it.
Yeah. You know, it's like a blind Bartimaeus. Was it a sovereign act, or was it blind Bartimaeus' initiative? In fact, I want to say former blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah, because he encountered the Lord.
And it was desperation.
Yeah.
He started crying out, as I have done, over here, right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he was saying,
right now, over here.
Son of David, have mercy on me. Right now, cry out to God in your home right now and say, oh, God, don't pass me by. Stop by here right now. Son of David, have mercy on me.
We have an internship program called Plunge. You know, people just plunge into all kinds of faith experiences. And our Plunge team was at our home not too long ago, and we have a small pool in our backyard. And they were practicing walking on water.
Awesome.
It was just
awesome. Great.
And at first, I was getting so much joy out of watching them because it was a faith experience, a faith encounter in God. But they looked at the Bible and it said, well, Jesus, you said that the works that you did, we'll do also in greater works. So they started on the side of the swimming pool and started taking a step in. Well, as soon as they did, they fell in. But they didn't stop there. They just kept going and going. After about an hour and a half or so, they were making it halfway across the pool because they were exercising their faith to believe for the power of God to energize them. Now, some people might get upset with that and say, oh, that's ridiculous. You're just pursuing experience.
Uh-huh.
But what they were experiencing was the God of this Bible. They were going after him.
Yeah.
They were going after the truth of this word. Say, God, you said it.
That's good.
And we want to see it happen. You said to Peter, you know, come.
That's
and
right.
So we're going to come too.
That's right.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Receive impartation, divine blessing, and encouragement that will change your life. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
Are you concerned about what your children watch on television? Are you concerned about the deception and the lies that are being released through television, airwaves, radio, print media, entertainment media? Those things that are literally infecting the earth with deception and error? Well, you can do something about it. I can do something about it. As we rally together and possess and occupy airwaves and print media avenues by the Spirit of the Lord and through His anointing, we can transform the world. And the mindsets of people, aligning them with truth as we proclaim the truth. Why don't you join us at God's Media Army? We're going to have Chuck Pierce, Jill Austin, Dick DeWord, Scott McCloud, and many others that are going to be there to prophesy a release of God's power and favor over his body to go into the airwaves and to break it open for his glory. Join us then, will you? June 13 to 17 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
Well, here we are in God Talk with Michael and Gall. And Michael and you and James both co-authored this book together, God Encounters.
Yes.
And you've had your share of God Encounters.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
There's all kinds of encounters, too.
There's
the visionary encounters, revelation encounters, healing encounters.
That's right. That's right. Well, and you know what? Actually, one of the main ones that happened, I mean, other than the Lord coming in my heart, I was so bound up in fear and intimidation. I had a God encounter, and I had some dear intercessors that came and warred over me in tongues, and I was delivered from a spirit of intimidation.
Wow.
And I mean, it was an encounter. I felt a spike come out of the top of my head. It was about that big around and about that long, and I felt it lift out of my head. And out of that place of being delivered from a spirit of intimidation, that's where all this life started coming from. And the Lord took me out of the fear and intimidation and began releasing courage and strength to me.
You know, I believe there's a lot of people watching right now who are relating. I can kind of feel the pull on that. And they're saying, oh, I wish I could get delivered from fear and intimidation. Do you want to minister to them?
Oh, I would love to.
Just go for it. Take this place out.
Because God wants to deliver us. He wants to set us free. He wants to release a spirit of courage, a spirit of strength, a spirit of might upon us. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I just say no to the enemy of intimidation. I say no to the enemy of the fear of man.
That's right.
I say no to comparison and contrast. And I say no to just labels. I just say no to labels that get put on you and say, I can't do this because, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And the Lord says, you can, you can.
Yes, you
and
can.
In the name of Jesus, we break that spirit
That's
of fear.
Right.
We break that spirit of intimidation. We break it off
Lord.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus
we release
name.
You right now in the name of the Lord. And we call for the spirit of courage and strength and might. And even as Gideon, it says that the Holy Spirit wrapped himself around Gideon. May the Holy Spirit wrap himself around you in Jesus' name. I just get energized. It's like that power, you know, it's like
you could feel
that's
it.
The awesome thing when you encounter God in one place, you can go into that room again and again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like just now, just praying that prayer of breaking off intimidation, it's just like a whole nother release
that
just comes.
So powerful. You could just feel it. I know many people right now are being set free. In fact, they're probably sitting there totally stunned, like, what just happened? You know, that's
you
amazing.
Got set free.
And you know what I love, Michael? And there's no time or distance in the realm of the
that's
spirit.
Right,
so, I mean,
not.
Here we are in a studio, and yet God uses the command of faith.
It
penetrates through time, through distance, and time. Touches lives and impacts them. And, you know, I can just feel the people who have been set free. I can just feel their relief right now.
That just happened. I just call forth this shift.
Yeah,
I just call for it right now in Jesus' name. I call for just a spirit of faith to believe and to grab hold of this thing and to not, and the enemy not grab hold again and say, oh, yeah, you know, you're intimidated. It's like, no, stand. You're free now. You are free. And I call for spirit of freedom. Be released right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Well, that was a good testimony of one little God encounter you had. Have you had any others?
Yeah. Well, let's see. You know, Jim and I were barren, could not have children, and we were barren for 7 years.
Wow.
And we confessed everything we needed to do. We checked out adoption. I prayed and said, Lord, if this be your will, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Lord just stopped me and he said, listen, I appreciate your heart, but that's not what I'm asking you to do.
Right.
I'm asking you to fight for your children.
Right.
And the Lord just, I mean, he just laid an axe to the root of that thing, that God is good all the time.
All the time.
And the Lord showed us he wanted us to have children more than we did. And so I just said, okay, this day I put the blame right now where it belongs. And you know what? That's a key word for somebody right now.
Wow.
Right now, this is a time God wants to lay an axe to the root of things, lies that the enemy has told you. And the axe is in your hand, and you've got the power and the strength to do it. And right now, just rise up in that spirit of strength and courage and might and say, this day I put the blame square where it belongs. And God is good. My God is good all the time. And I just say no to the lie of the enemy. And so I just said, this is the enemy's fault. And God healed us. We now have four children.
Your
I could go on like for 2 hours talking about all the encounters in there. But God literally, physically healed my body. We have four children.
Well, that is a God encounter.
That sure is. It's awesome. God gave us dreams and visions on every single one of them, and it's just great, you know.
And you've had lots of visionary encounters, like, you know, in your book, you know, it's, you know, you share about, or James shares, I think, about your visitations with the Lord. Tell us about that, because it was for an extended time. This was a very special time. In fact, when I read about it, I thought, oh, I like that. I'd love to have something like that.
It was that first night. I was grumpy. I was out of sorts. I was tired. I really wasn't feeling well.
You weren't acting super spiritual.
No.
You hadn't fasted and prayed for 40 days.
I had not been fasting and praying, no. And, but yet that night, a lightning flash comes in our bedroom, an angel appears at the end of the bed, speaks to Jim and says, watch your wife, I'm about to speak to her. Jim turns to me and goes, man, an angel just appeared. Okay, now I'm now with fear and trembling, okay. What in the world? Jim turns over, falls asleep. I'm like, don't leave me, how can you do this to me?
An angel just appeared and he turns over.
And so I'm laying there, I'm saying, okay, God, I guess it's you and me. I will be brave. But the Lord released an encounter to me because he wanted to break off fear and unbelief off of his church. And he wanted to demonstrate it through a person, through me.
Wow.
And in a place of prophetic intercession, if you will, the Lord had me experience a very traumatic, intense season of time where the Lord delivered me, of unbelief and came. This was not a gentle, you know, sweet, wonderful time. This was a get in your face, wake up, and you know.
The Bible says that there's the kindness and the severity of the Lord, and both are important to experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we encounter His kindness, but it's important from time to time to also encounter the severity of the Lord.
If we need to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are we going to wake up unless the Lord does something significant enough to get our attention?
Yeah.
I mean, I had angels would come in the room and they would slap me on my feet. They would touch me and send, I mean, it would be like currents of electricity run through my body. And I would be kept up every night until about 4 a.m. And it was a message of wake up. I heard Jesus singing a song saying, "Where is my bride, oh my God?" Mm. And I began to realize that all these great worship songs that I had been singing in church along, you know, with everybody else. Let me know the kisses of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Let me feel your warm embrace. God thought we meant it.
Aww.
And His love was being aroused, and He's coming, and we sing the song, and then we walk out of church and we forget. Mm. He was waking me up so that I would carry a message. And what I had received, then that I would impart to the body of Christ.
Wow.
Rock my world.
You know, that makes me think of something, Michael Ann. You know, we so want to encounter God. We long. You know, when I hear stories of people getting touched by Him in a tangible way, everything in me just wants it too. But what you've just shared is important, because not only do we have a desire to encounter Him, but He desires to encounter us.
Absolutely.
And as you're watching right now, I just want to invite you to pursue God and give Him a blessing. Give Him what He's looking for. Give Him an encounter. He wants to encounter your love.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com. Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I want to speak angelic encounters to you right now. Angelic encounters. I want to say to you, God's drawing near, but He's got an army in heaven, and they are welcome in the earth realm. Now, by faith, I want you to welcome heaven's army into the earth realm right now and just say, "Keep on coming, God. Send more of your presence, more of your power. And in fact, send more of your helpers." Because Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7 and 14 says that the angels are ministering spirits, flames of fire, sent to minister unto those who inherit salvation. That's you and me. So I call forth angelic encounters coming your way right now. I release it. I speak it. Angelic encounters coming your way right here. Right now, I speak it, I declare it, I change the culture from unbelief, I shift the culture into a spirit of faith, and I say, angelic encounters are coming by you right here, right now.
There's someone watching right now that when you started watching this program, you were full of skepticism. You didn't believe in the supernatural, and you know, you've been really resistant concerning God encounters. But now something has shifted. In fact, even as I'm bringing this word, something is shifting over you. So in the name of Jesus, I call forth God's shift over your life to believe in everything that He wants you to believe in.
I want to speak about the baptism in the Holy Spirit right now. Some of you right now in your house, in your room, right now, you're going to get overwhelmed, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled up so much that when you didn't believe that the speaking in tongues was of God, in fact, you used to even say it was of the devil, but now you're going through a shift and you're going, oh God, whatever it is of you, I want it. I declare over you right now a filling, an overflowing, a baptism in the Holy Spirit with the release of spiritual gifts, prophesying, speaking in tongues. There it is, right now. It's yours. You've got it. It's yours.
Someone who's watching right now, you've been on a fast. In fact, you're still on one right now because you've been pursuing God's presence, pursuing encounters. You're just desperate for more of Him. You have this hunger stirring in your heart. And the Lord is really pleased with your pursuit because it's not like a legalistic pressure you're under. It's just the sheer desire. Everything in you is compelled to move forward into Him. And so you're really pleasing the Lord. He wants you to know that. But you've been a bit frustrated because since you've been on the fast, you felt emptier than ever. But the Lord says it'll be after the fast that you're going to start noticing shifts and change in your life. And within the next 12 months, you're going to see some things unfold that is going to cause you to enter into a whole new realm. So continue to seek Him with the same passion that you have been. In fact, I see an escalation of passion. Don't be moved by what doesn't happen, but just know that every time you believe, something shifts, something happens. It is happening right now.
I see right now like a hammer, a meat hammer type thing that's released like on steaks or meat, and it pounds it to tenderize it. I declare a tender encounter right now. Your heart has simply gotten hard. But the book of Jeremiah says that God will take the heart of stone and He'll give us a heart of flesh. Tenderness. I speak right now the tender mercies of God upon you. You are going to have a tender rising of your heart. In fact, tears are coming down your cheek right now because you're realizing, God is for me, this I know. God is for me, this I know. In fact, His presence is drawing near, and you're starting to weep right now. You're having a tender heart encounter.
Patricia King has taken her own personal decrees and put them in print for you. Decree is also available on CD. Soak under the anointed word of God and feed your spirit. Our special Decree for Kids has also been produced for the children in your life. Decree, available online at extremeprophetic.com.
There's many ways that you can encounter Him, like in your prayer and in your praise and in your worship and in your day-to-day experiences out there when you're witnessing on His behalf. And if you expect encounters, you will get encounters. That's one of the foundations for seeing a miracle, is to expect a miracle. So if you want an encounter, expect an encounter and keep that expectation high. Many people just kind of get forgetful about what they're believing for, and after a few days of believing strong, then they say, oh, well, that didn't happen, so maybe it's not going to happen. And they just let go of their faith. They let go of their expectation. But I want to encourage you, expect God encounters. We had some of our young people just out in the pool deck one day, just trying to walk on water. You know, they just kept expecting the miracle. They kept expecting God to do something great. And you know what? They made it halfway across the pool.